Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the government's controversial plans to change the triple lock system were due to come before Cabinet today, with Minister for Defence Helen McEntee's Defence Amendment Bill seeking approval for that bill from Cabinet today. Joining us to discuss this further is Irish Times political correspondent Harry McGee. Harry, do we know, did it come before Cabinet? Was it discussed?
It came before Cabinet today. I think they expect it to be published by summer and enacted by the end of the year. I think the schedule is a little looser than it was, but it's out and live and will be coming to the Dáil quite soon, Shane.
Remind us what the triple lock was and how this is going to change.
Yeah, neutrality is as everybody says, is a very long-standing policy in Ireland. And I think the biggest exemplar of it was during the Second World War, when Ireland retained a neutral stance when the Allies were fighting against the Nazis. And since then, we have never joined a military alignment. Our peacekeepers have gone abroad, but they've always gone abroad under the mandate of the UN. And that's been kind of the definition and status of neutrality. Around 2001, there was a treaty called the Nice Treaty that came before the Irish people for a referendum. And that referendum was defeated. And in their research and analysis, in the wake of that referendum loss, the government discovered that there were concerns that an enlarged EU would have implications for Ireland's status as a neutral country. And it was at that stage that they decided to kind of adopt a belts and braces approach, Shane, and give people a further certainty that Ireland's neutrality would not be diluted. And it was then that the concept of the triple lock was introduced. And until then, it just required a motion of the Dáil in addition to the express permission of the government to send a deployment of Irish military personnel abroad. That's more than 12 people. But after that, it also required the mandate of the United Nations, particularly the mandate of the United Nations Security Council. And that's where the Irish mandates ever since then have come from. But as everybody knows, for about a decade now, the UN Security Council has been hopelessly deadlocked, and the Big Five have exercised their vetoes. And the Big Five include the US, China and Russia, all of whom have been very controversial at various times over the past decade. But the net effect of that chain is that there have been very few, if there haven't been any missions really sanctioned by the UN in the past decade.
Okay.
So the government is now trying to change that.
Yeah, they want to just basically mean that it would be the Dáil and the government of the day that would decide if we are going to send our peacekeeping troops abroad.
That's right. It's going back to the status quo ante that was in position before the Nice referendum in 2001. But the opposition and all of the opposition parties are at one of this, are saying that it will be a fatal or a potentially fatal step for Irish neutrality, that it will lead to the erosion and dilution of Irish neutrality, and that the government has another agenda, and that agenda is to become part of a larger a kind of European alliance or military alliance in the long run. The government, of course, deny this. And those who defend the triple lock say that, the UN Security Council is deadlocked, but there are other ways of getting Irish military missions abroad, and they've cited the UN General Assembly. But realistically, that's not a runner at all, Shane, because the last time a mission was mandated by the UN General Assembly, which is all of the UN countries meeting in General Assembly in New York, was was over 60 years ago. And to get it, it's just the procedure, the logistics of it is extraordinarily tricky, and it would be a very long shot indeed.
Okay, final question. This will go through the Dáil. I mean, the government has the numbers to ensure it goes through the Dáil. Will Catherine Connolly sign it into law? Will she refer it to the Supreme Court, do you think?
She will. I can't second guess what she will do, but, you know, her you know, as president, she can only question it if she's of the opinion that it is unconstitutional, and it's only then that she can refer it. So presidents don't really go against legislation that they don't like. They go against legislation that they think might not be constitutional. So I can't really second guess what she will do in relation to that. But it will be controversial. The other thing that must be said is that, you know, the people really need to redefine what we think about as neutrality. It's changed so much, and the threats and the actors and the prevailing circumstances in the world have changed so much in the past couple of generations that neutrality doesn't mean what it meant during De Valera's time during the Second World War anymore.
Harry McGee, Irish Times political correspondent, thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.